Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jumping off in hour two here of Sports Talk, live from Alec Box Stadium at the Champions Club. Getting you set for LSU baseball tonight. Opening conference play against Kentucky right here on WWL. I'm Christian Garrick. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Let's see. I'm trying to get to that text. Basically, it says LSU baseball is terrible this year. Deal with it. LSU fans. Some LSU fans are spoiled. They're not terrible. They're just not. Terrible would be through, what, 16 games, they would be 8-8. They've lost five games. Whew. Got a long way to go. Again, just March. Just now opening SEC play. Lewis in Oklahoma. What's going on, Lewis? You're on WWL. Hey, Lewis.
Something that I've always kind of – can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So kind of something I've always wondered. New Orleans, the Saints are considered a small market team, right?
Yeah.
How does that play in, like, as far as how much money we have to spend totally on all the players we have? Are we –
It doesn't. It doesn't. It's not like basketball. It's not – I mean, it's not like basketball. There's revenue sharing. There's a salary cap that every team, whether you're big market or small market, you have to operate within the confines of the salary cap. Everybody has the same amount of cap room, or in other words, a cap that they can't go over. Now, if you spend money poorly, have some bad contracts, dead cap, then you're not going to have as much money as other teams based on who you've signed to big deals on your team currently, and also deals in the past where you might have had a bad deal and they're still on your books and they're dead money. But everybody operates with the same salary cap.
Okay. So when people say New Orleans, like the Saints are a small market team, why are they saying that? What are they referring to say that?
Just because it is a small market. It's not New York or LA where you're getting a lot of endorsements through these big companies that might be headquartered in the city that they're playing in, whether it's in New York City or L.A. I mean, there's just more opportunities for endorsements in bigger cities like that. That's really what
I got
to refer to. And look, by market standards, by TV markets, Lewis, New Orleans is a quote-unquote small market. And same thing in radio. It's quote-unquote a small market. But the way news pops and the way things go on and the sports teams in this town and right across, you know, town in Baton Rouge, I think it's a big market. It behaves sports-wise and news-wise like a big market.
Okay. And then another call. My last question is, Ingram, did we find out why the Saints, like, it seemed like such a small amount of money that the difference was of him staying?
I'll tell you exactly what happened. Ingram's agent overplayed their hand. They were asking for too much money, $7.5 million. Come on, the Saints weren't going to pay that. He didn't even get that with Baltimore. If I'm Mark Ingram, I'm a little upset with my agent. If I'm Mark Ingram, I'm going, man, Joel Siegel, sorry. Joel Siegel used to be his agent, got on the deal that he originally had with the Saints, the one he recently, you know, that expired. A four-year deal, $16 million, that he played out with the Saints, and he changed agents, hoping to get a big payday, and he didn't. I mean, 3 years, average $5 million per year. Come on, that's not a whole lot.
Yeah,
it's not a big difference between what they gave Latavius Murray. I mean,
they overplayed
his value.
Got it. Well, man, I wanted to thank you. I appreciate you guys keeping me informed. I'm out here in Oklahoma. So it's nice to keep up to date with what's going on in New Orleans. I appreciate you guys.
You bet, Lewis. Don't be a stranger. Coming back for John and Cordell, also going to have Malcolm Brown, newest Saints defensive tackle, next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, live from Alec Box Stadium in Baton Rouge. I'm Christian Garrick, live from the Champions Club. Getting you set for LSU baseball tonight. Taking on Kentucky for the SEC opener. John and Roseland sit tight. Also Cordell in Minnesota. We welcome in now the newest Saint defensive tackle, Malcolm Brown. Malcolm, good evening, and thanks for the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me on here.
You bet. Have you worked on your hoodat yet?
A little bit. I've been trying to get used to saying it. I mean, sounds cool. You know, I get ready to get the experience that the hoodat nation in the stadium.
What have you heard from maybe former college teammates at Texas that played here, like Kenny Vaccaro or Alex Okafor? Have you talked to them about what it's like as a New Orleans Saint, the organization, and also the passionate fan base down here?
Definitely. I talked to them while they were there when we would meet back up at Texas. And they were just telling me that it was awesome that the fan base, you know, they really showed a lot of support. Didn't matter what was going on. You know, they was always there. They always loud, you know, cheering on the team. And just a great culture there in New Orleans. And, you know, the team has fun a lot inside the locker room and outside the locker room. So I'm ready to experience it myself and be a part of a good team with great history.
Malcolm, coming from a team with great history in the New England Patriots, I mean, what does that help in terms of being able to possibly be a leader, being a Super Bowl champion, and being in an organization like the New England Patriots? And the Saints are similar to they're structured and they're modeled similar to the Patriots about that Patriot way. Well, Sean Payton and the Saints typically have their way as well. I would imagine you feel like the transition should be pretty seamless coming from Bill Belichick to Sean Payton.
Man, I don't have no expectations. You know, I'm just coming in, you know, ready to work hard, contribute wherever I can. You know, both, like you said, both of them are great. They have a great history. And I'm just ready to contribute to Super Bowl in New Orleans.
As a defensive tackle, you described the scheme as a one-gap scheme. Why does it fit you so well?
I mean, that's just what I grew up in. In high school, I played it. In college, I played it. And, you know, and I went up to New England. You know, I'm a team player, and I do what I have to. I get the job done. Whatever's asked of me, I try to do it to the best of my ability. So I played in two-gap defense there, and I just feel more natural and just have more fun in a one-gap defense.
Malcolm Brown here, Saints defensive tackle, signed in free agency a couple of days ago. And, Malcolm, tell me something about you that maybe a lot of people don't know. When you're not focused on football, when you're not maybe in the season, do you have a hobby or some music you like to listen to, a way to escape, just not even think about football for a little bit?
Oh, man, I'm a big fisherman. I like to be outdoors. I mean, I like to go hunting, whatever it could be.
You'll fit in with it well down here.
Definitely, you know, I'm looking very forward to that. And like I said, when I'm here in the offseason in Austin, Texas, I like to get out and go fishing, just, you know, out there, being on the water, it's calm, and you collect your thoughts, you know, whatever. People not bothering you. You're in the water and the fish.
Have you caught a redfish before?
I have not. I definitely looking to knock fish off my fish list.
Have you eaten a crawfish before?
I have. I definitely have. I mean, I love crawfish balls. We have them here in Texas too. I mean, they're really delicious. You know what I'm saying? What is it called? Andouille sausage.
Andouille.
What is it called?
Andouille.
Yeah, andouille. The andouille sausage in there. Crawfish.
Off
you know,
the L,
potatoes,
Malcolm.
Corn.
Knock off the L. So it's andouille. Don't use the L. You get what I'm saying?
Andouille.
No. Get rid of the L. Like,
okay, one more time.
I'm
gonna get it. I'm gonna get it.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Andouille.
Andouille.
There you go. There you go.
There we go. I told you I get it.
But Malcolm Brown, Saints defensive tackle here on Sports Talk. Yeah, it's outstanding. Look, when you looked at this defense, what about this defense that you looked at? I mean, because I know free agency, obviously you want to make sure you get your value, but you also want to look at fit, right? And I would imagine you look at this defense as a whole with the players that got on this defense that I'm sure you were impressed with and you felt like it was a good fit, aside from the scheme. I'm also talking about personnel, Malcolm.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm ready to learn from Cam Jordan, you know, Sheldon Rankin, and, you know, just be a part of that great defense that they've been having. Like I said, they've been in the top of the league in the run pass in the couple past years, and I'm just ready to come and try to contribute. I know that I can learn a lot. Man, obviously, I don't think I know it all. I can learn a lot every day. So, I mean, I'm just coming out open-minded and just trying to fit in while I get in.
You feel like you hit the lottery because you played with Tom Brady and now you're playing with Drew Brees? I mean, those are two future Hall of Famers.
Definitely. I mean, it's great being around and having those guys on the other side of the ball. You know, they're going to do their thing and take care of their business on that side of the ball. You know, we just kind of just stick to the defense and worry about what we got going on. I mean, it's great to, you know, play with those guys and get the leadership culture from them and, you know, just kind of learn how things are done.
You came in town for a visit, right?
Before I did not. I'm coming in town Monday.
Okay. All right. Well, but in your interactions with the Saints coaches staff, in particular Sean Payton, before signing, is there a parallel you can draw? In other words, the culture here in New Orleans with the Saints, they're very big on it and having that culture and having a positive attitudes, good locker rooms, et cetera. Is that something that you would say was the case in New England as well? Do they have the similarities between the Patriots and the Saints in terms of the culture and character?
Definitely. I mean, I think that we all, you know, just get your job done, you know. Stay out of the negative light, you know, always try to be in the positive light inside the media's eyes, and just try to, you know, don't bring in unwanted attention. That's like the basis I can give you. Don't bring in unwanted attention.
Yeah, it sounds about right. You're going to fit in well down here. Malcolm Brown, Saints defensive tackle here on WWL. Malcolm, look, I'm sure you're not going to have any shortage of people that are going to want to take you fishing. But when you get down here, if you need some help, just tell Doug Miller over there at the Saints, and we'll make it happen. We'll get you on the water and get you some redfish, all right?
Oh, definitely. That sounds like a deal to me.
All right. And one more time, say Andouille for me.
Andouille.
There you go. I love it.
Yeah,
Malcolm, best
it down,
of luck.
Down.
Best of luck and congratulations, all right?
All right. Thank you, man. Thank you for having me on here.
You bet. There he goes, Malcolm Brown, Saints defensive tackle. You guys are going to like him. He's going to fit in really good to this team. And also, you heard him there. I mean, coming from the Patriots, it's a no-nonsense organization. It's a no-nonsense organization here in New Orleans. So that's a fit I really, really like for the Saints team. And he's got another high-character guy there. John in Roseland. I think he might be in Raceland, but it says Roseland on my screen. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Christian. No, it is Roseland.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the show, first-time caller. I listen to you guys every day coming home from work. My question
is
this.
Hopefully we'll hear from you more often.
Oh, you will. I texted a couple of weeks ago, but y'all didn't answer it. My question is this. I know you and Bobby was talking about Jared Cook and a caller did earlier, and he's a fine player and everything like that. He's 32 years old. Why don't the Saints take a look at Tyler Eifert? I know he's 28 and he's got an injury history. But, I mean, he's hell when he's well, like Bobby said.
You just said it.
I mean,
you
isn't it worth taking
John,
a chance?
You just said it. You just said it. The injury history doesn't sit well. Look at Kobe Fleener. He had an injury history as well that followed him. Sometimes those guys just can't ever shake that. And the Saints aren't in a position to add a player that is going to be unavailable due to multiple injuries. They need a tight end that can play and can be counted upon each and every week. Now, if they were looking for a depth player, then, yeah, you can roll a dice on a guy that might be oft injured. But as far as Tyler Eifert, you would count on him to be a starter. I mean, you can't when he's in the tub. You can't make the club in the tub, as they say. So, John, I get it. He's a very talented cat. He would fit in great here. But can you count on him? And so far, the answer through his career has been no, you cannot. Coming back for Gregory Uptown, Cordella, Minnesota, and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Our Saints free agency mashup with Steve Geller coming back after our CBS and local news headlines here on WWL. Back here live at Alec Box Stadium, the Champions Club is where Sports Talk is originating from. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Time to get our Saints free agency mashup with our very own Steve Geller.
This Saints free agency mashup is brought to you by the Hood Automotive Group, everything automotive under one hood. The Saints have added to the defensive line by signing Mario Edwards to a two-year contract. He was a second-round pick of the Raiders in 2015 and played for the New York Giants last season. He's recorded 85 tackles, 10 tackles for loss, 20 quarterback hits, and 7.5 sacks playing as a defensive end with the Raiders and a defensive tackle with the G-Men, so he brings some versatility to the Saints. Former New England Patriots nose tackle Malcolm Brown was signed yesterday to a 3-year, $15 million deal. He's 25 years old and won 2 Super Bowl titles with the Pats after being their first-round pick in 2015. He was a big piece of their defensive line, playing 44% of the snaps, mostly as a space eater on first and second downs.
One guy defensive I played in college, you know, I get up in the gap, you know, I want to pinch, right? I want to get up in there and be disruptive in the backfield. Pretty tough for loss, you know, make it a hard time for the offense to do anything, pass the ball, run the ball. just try to be as disruptive as I can.
Brown does have some pass rushing ability for a big guy with 8.5 sacks over his 4 seasons in the NFL. Teddy Bridgewater spurned the chance to compete for a starting gig in Miami to be Drew Brees' backup for another season. After visiting the Dolphins, Bridgewater agreed to a 1-year deal worth $7.25 million, fully guaranteed by the Saints. He says he's been smiling since getting traded here a year ago. It's the city, the people, his teammates, and...
You can't forget about this coaching staff as well. You know, those guys do a great job of using, you know, their guys and putting our guys in the best situation, to execute and to just take over games. They're aware of what we have, and they know just what to do with it to put the Saints in the right position to win football games.
Re-signing with the Saints means that Bridgewater will spend a 4th year without being a regular starter in hopes of becoming the Saints' main man if Drew Brees opts to retire after this season. Losing Mark Ingram still stings a bit, but Latavius Murray's a power back who looks to fill the void. He got a 4-year, $14.4 million deal from the Saints and told us what we can expect from him in the black and gold.
I'm a downhill runner. I'm a one cut and go back. I don't do much dancing. You know, that's not my game, but it is my job to continue to improve my game as much as I can every single day. And so I'm going to work to get better. I'm going to work to improve, but I am going to be the back that I am. And that's a downhill runner, a one cut guy, a guy that has a nose for the end zone, a guy that can catch what's thrown to him out of the backfield, and a guy that can protect the quarterback.
Murray rushed 140 times for 578 yards and 6 touchdowns this past season with the Vikings. He also caught 22 passes for 141 yards. Rounding out Saints free agency so far is kicker Will Lutz. The 24-year-old got a 5-year deal after 3 stellar seasons. Linebacker and special teams captain Craig Robertson agreed to a 2-year contract, while fellow special teamer and safety Chris Banjo received a 3-year deal. This free agency mashup was brought to you by the Hood Automotive Group, everything automotive under one hood. I'm Steve Geller, now back to Sports Talk with Christian Garrick on WWL.
Great job as always, Steve, our free agency mashup. NFL free agency is here, and our WWL sports team is all over the Saints moves. Listen for the latest every half hour in sports and every day on Sports Talk and the Last Lap. Saints free agency frenzy brought to you by the Hood Automotive Group, everything automotive under one hood. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online for you at WWL.com. Do you think Will Wade should be reinstated as LSU's basketball head coach? He wants that to happen. Even went to Nashville, released a statement asking for the LSU administration to reinstate him. But he won't meet with LSU administration. That's what they want. They have some questions. So Will Wade, if you want to be reinstated, and then go meet with the administration. Answer the questions that they have. You're not going to get reinstated, and you shouldn't get reinstated unless, indeed, you meet with the administrators. They're your employers. You're the employee. They've got questions. You got to answer them. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Sit tight, Gregory Uptown. We're going to welcome in our NFL draft profile, Verkedrick Vaughns, Baylor defensive back, at VReal_1 on Twitter. Verkedrick, how you doing?
Doing all right. How about you?
Good. You getting ready for the NFL draft process, and what's that like?
Man, it's been going good. Been training well, getting up every day, you know, just sticking to the plan.
How different is it now that this is basically going to be your profession? This is your job. It's no longer, you know, oh, I might go work out or I'm going to try to keep myself in shape. No, if you don't keep yourself self in shape, you're not going to do well at your pro day and also in the eyes of the scouts.
We've been really big on keeping my body right, because without your body, that's everything you got. And so now transitioning to that professional level, it's all the business. And so your number one priority is your body. So I'm making sure that my body is prepared, eating right, and focusing on performing at pro day.
Is there anybody that you've reached out to that either played pro football or is currently in the NFL that you can kind of pick their brain as to how they trained prior to the draft and how they got ready for OTAs and minicamp, rookie minicamp, et cetera?
Yeah, my the corner for Miami, Xavier Howard. I'm actually training with the track coach like he did when he through his draft process. He came back and trained with the track coach, and I've been doing that, and I've been seeing improvements in the way I run and my times and everything. So once he told me to do that, I like kind of stuck with it, and I mean it's been working.
What are your 40 times right now?
My fastest 40 time was 4.41. That was just a couple weeks ago, and I think I'm running another mark 40 this Sunday or Monday down at Baylor. So
when's your pro day?
Pretty sure April. It was supposed to be March 20th, but it's actually going to be April 2nd now because we had one of the guys hurt. Jalen Hurd, he didn't go out to combine, so we kind of pushed it back.
Do you think that is it a good thing or a bad thing that you're having your pro day that late? Because the draft's, what, 3 weeks later? So, or it could you take the approach of.
It's on the 24th. Yeah, on the 24th. It kind of goes hand in hand. It was kind of unexpected. But far as my results, I'm real confident in my results and my film that I've put on in my production that I've been. With at Baylor, so I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not too much focusing on that, but I'm just controlling what I can control.
Verkedrick Vaughns, Baylor defensive back here on Sports Talk, our NFL draft profile. Verkedrick, what is your greatest strength as a player?
I'm smart, I'm versatile, and I'm quick. I can cover really. I can play in any DB position from the nickel, corner, and safety. I have experience, and so once. You can put me at anything. That's my biggest strength, that I can play corner, safety, and nickel.
How's your special teams ability?
Special teams, I played on kickoff. I mean, I'm a high-velocity guy, so I play with great energy. I fly to the ball, run to the ball every play. I'm a special teams guy. That's what, I mean, my coaches and all of them been saying is that's how I'm going to get my way into the NFL is being a special teams guy because of my high motor. So, I mean, special teams is real big.
Verkedrick, good luck to you throughout the process, man.
Thank you.
All right, you bet. Verkedrick Vaughns at VReal_1, Baylor defensive back. We're stepping away and coming back for Gregory and you two at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. LSU baseball opens conference play tonight hosting the Kentucky Wildcats live here at the Box. I'm in Champions Club. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, live from Alec Box Stadium in the Champions Club, getting you set for LSU baseball tonight, 6:30 pregame on the LSU Sports Radio Network. The Tigers opening conference play today against Kentucky. To the phones we go. Gregory, uptown. What's going on, Gregory? You're on WWL.
Hey, Semper Fi, Christian.
Semper Fi, man.
Two great interviews today. Interviews. I can't believe it. Mr. Brown, my name's Brown, too. I can't wait for this guy to start playing. And you know how we feel. As a Houdat Nation, we got cheated, not defeated. And I think we got a core of these young kids coming in and we got the best coach in the league. We got a quarterback. We got who can really train. I love what the last guy said about he was learning a lot. You know, he can't wait to learn a lot from Mr. Brown, rather. He can't wait to learn a lot from our defensive cadre that we have now. How do you feel about our core team? I think we're going to do well. I don't want to jinx anything, but I just think that we're destined for greatness. How do you feel?
Well, destined for greatness, I don't know if I am ready to say that yet. Just because, look, Gregory, to get to where they got to last year, that's why the no call stung so bad, because it's really hard.
Come on, we're
really
still not over it, man.
I know, but you need some things to go your way in order to reach that moment in your season. And both the Rams and the Saints had things go their way. The ball bounced in their direction. And
no,
look, I think I believe in this, Gregory. I believe that good teams find a way to create good fortune, their own fortune. And I think for the Saints that happened. Now, can you tell me if that's going to happen again? You can't with 100% certainty, but you can hope for it, you can wish for it, but you can't guarantee it. So that's why, I said, are they going to be in the hunt? Absolutely, they're in the hunt. They've got an excellent football team, but again, are they going to get some of the breaks that they got going in to the 2019
season. I just wanted to say again, I love the interviews you had today. I mean, because us fans really need to hear these young kids coming in and being motivated. It's like, we want to play for the Saints. And it's so great that Bridgewater gave up a big deal in Miami. And Newell Norman had Mike Dettillier on this morning, and that was a great, you know, there's nobody better than Mike, and you know that, as far as analysis. And you're not bad either, by the way. And everybody loves that Seth Dunlap guy, who I'm going to listen to later on tonight after the game, I suppose. Wait, no, LSU's going to be on all night, huh?
Yeah. Well, oh, well. Seth's probably not going to have a show. Gregory, thanks for the phone call. And look, I'm glad you enjoy those interviews, and want to thank Stephen Geller also for getting the guest, but really facilitating the guest are the New Orleans Saints and the PR staff of Doug Miller and Justin Massione as well, helping us get those guys on the radio with us for you guys. So big shout-out to Doug Miller and Justin Massione for helping us put together those visits with the newest Saints defensive players or additions, I should say, in free agency. Coming up next hour, Jeff Palermo will join us talking LSU and Kentucky. SEC play is here on the Baseball Diamond. This is WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.